This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Daily Briefing on Sunday, the 22nd of May. The Ukrainian president has ruled out a ceasefire or concessions to Moscow as Russia intensifies an offensive in the eastern Donbass region. Volodymyr Zelensky says the end will come only through diplomacy. And presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak says making concessions would backfire on Ukraine because Russia would hit back harder after any break in fighting. His words have been translated.
Because any concession to the Russian Federation would instantly lead to an escalation of the war. So the war will not stop. It will just be put on pause for some time. After a while, with renewed intensity, the Russians will build up their weapons, manpower, and work on their mistakes, modernize a little, fire many generals who are absolutely ineffective.
Survivors of the Manchester Arena terror attack and Mayor Andy Burnham are among those marking the fifth anniversary of the tragedy before running a 10K race through the city. More than 20,000 racers in the Great Manchester Run are applauding the 22 victims ahead of the starting pistol. And church bells will toll at 10:31 p.m., the time the bomb was detonated at the Ariana Grande concert. Paul Price has been telling Times Radio he suffered life-changing injuries during the attack and his partner Elaine was killed.
The only memory I have after the blast is my vision turning red. I felt like I was being thrown through the air. I remember them lying on the ground, on my back. I remember trying to stand but couldn't stand. And just lying there, and I remember vividly thinking I'm dying.
New figures show the cost of living gap between the richest and the poorest households is at its highest since records began 16 years ago. The Resolution Foundation think tank says inflation for the worst off is now 10.2%, while for the wealthiest it's 8.7%. The Sunday Times has discovered that the Chancellor and the Prime Minister have drawn up rival plans to help people cope with the rising cost of living. Rishi Sunak appears to want a windfall tax on energy companies whose profits have soared, while Boris Johnson is less keen. But it's believed that the PM could start to agree with his cabinet colleague if some of the capital raised would be spent on clean energy. Former government chief economist Vicky Price has told us the concept of a windfall tax is popular elsewhere.
Quite a lot of countries in Europe are doing precisely that. It's happening in Italy, it's about to happen in Spain. We've even got the hint from President Macron in France that he might even put a windfall tax on renewables because they're also benefiting from very high electricity prices that are going right now. So it is becoming quite a trend.
Prince of Wales and Duchess of Cornwall are to make a cameo appearance in EastEnders as part of the Queen's Jubilee celebrations. In a special programme, Charles and Camilla will surprise the residents of Albert Square at a street party. The couple filmed the scenes in March when they visited the new set at Elstree. And you can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Off Air, the podcast. With Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
You eat cheese in the sink?
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. Go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.